What can dinosaur tracks from millions of years ago tell us about climate change in the future and how the world can handle it? Scientists in Alaska are working on answers. Emily Schwing reports.
Paleontologist Tony Fiorillo stands over a chunk of damp sandstone along the remote coast of Alaska's Aniakchak Bay. It's at the base of the Aleutians, a chain of islands that extends west toward Russia and Japan.
There is a decided shape here.
The wind whips at our faces. Waves splash at our feet. We're here because Aniakchak's coastline is special. There are dinosaur footprints everywhere.
Those toes, I think it's a theropod.
Theropods make up a group of dinosaurs that include tyrannosaurs. Over the last 20 years, only one other track like this has been found here. More than 100 others belong to duck-billed, plant-eating dinosaurs called hadrosaurs, likely this tyrannosaur's prey. There are also footprints from an armored dinosaur and an ancient bird-like species.
And so there's something really interesting going on here that we still don't understand. It's like, why are there so many tracks in a relatively short stretch?
Fiorillo is the executive director of Albuquerque's Natural History Museum. He first discovered a track here back in 2002. Since 2016, he's returned nearly every year, along with friend and colleague Paul McCarthy from the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
There's a whole story here of sea level fall and rise, warm climate.
McCarthy specializes in the ancient mud and sediment these dinosaurs walked through.
And it gives us some sense of, you know, what a warmer Earth is like. And we certainly are headed there.
75 million years ago, it was warmer, with a climate much like modern-day Portland or Seattle. It snowed very little and rained a lot. Even so, the environment was still colder than an ancient giant reptile might prefer. But they thrived anyway. As a group of sandhill cranes soars overhead, Fiorillo and fellow paleontologist Yoshitsugu Kobayashi turn their gaze toward a round, grayish rock. It's the cast of the very spot a hadrosaur once set foot.
Stand there and look at that one. Tell me if you see anything.
You see only two toes or three?
I only see two. Okay.
Kobayashi takes photos from various angles. He's a paleontology professor at Japan's Hokkaido University Museum. He'll use the photos to create a 3D image of the track. He says the fate of the dinosaurs offers valuable lessons in the face of modern-day climate change.
People say that the dinosaur went extinct because of a long winter after asteroid impact.
Even before that impact, Alaska's dinosaurs were living through long, dark, and cold winter months.
So I guess the bottom line is that we just don't want to be dinosaurs, and we just want have to find out how we can cope with keeping the environment as long as we can for next generations.
Somehow dinosaurs were able to adapt as their climate changed. Kobayashi and his colleagues believe the footprints on this beach hold clues for how humans might do the same. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing at Aniakchak Bay.